Canoe Regatta coverage 2015. Nate Lull here for WCDO, and a special guest joining us now on our coverage this year, Haley McMahon from Grayling, Michigan. Haley, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us here today.
Anytime.
Well, I first wanted to ask you before we get into some of our other canoe questions for you, but this is your fourth time coming out here for the Clinton, and what makes you enjoy this race? I know a lot of Michigan paddlers come out here as a little warm up for the Michigan Marathon. Is that one of the main reasons you come here to the Otsego County area, or do you have some other reasons that you like the Clinton?
I come to the Clinton, obviously, for a warm-up for the marathon, but I really like the challenge. That race course is way different than anything we paddle here, so it's a nice challenge.
How do Michigan paddlers get ready for that? Can you explain the differences between, the Michigan Marathon course that we hear a lot about in this neck of the woods, and a couple people go out and do from our area, but what are some of the main differences between the two bodies of water there?
Well, we have a lot more current here. And what I like to say about the General Clinton is it's suck water. So what I do to train is obviously really long runs, and I practice going upstream a lot.
Now, do you think your running background, of course, we saw that you were a college cross-country runner. Do you think that helps in your canoeing world at all? As obviously you have to be in pretty good shape to do the Michigan Marathon and also the 70-miler here.
Yeah, I think it's nice if people come into the canoeing world as having some cardio background, but I think anybody can do it if they put their mind to it.
Now, you're paddling this year with Mike Guerin, also a Michigan native. Is this the first time you've paddled with him, and how are things going as you get ready here for the race?
Mike and I did the Klondike, which is a small race here at the beginning of the season in March, but we've been training pretty hard, doing some 3-hour runs, 4-hour runs, and we're going to have fun. My first time in the stern, so we'll see how it goes.
One of the main reasons we wanted to talk with you here today is one of the pro paddlers, of course, you're a pro paddler yourself, Matthew St. Pierre. He finished second here and had a great showing in the Clinton last year, but he was actually involved in an accident this past year, and you and several other paddlers have done a lot to help him out over this past year. Can you explain a little bit more about the accident and how things have gone from there?
Yeah, Matthew was involved in a logging accident back in February, which left him paralyzed. He's no longer going to be able to walk. He ruptured his spinal cord, had a pneumothorax, which is a punctured lung, broken rib, his aorta exploded, fractured pelvis, you name it, he had it. And this man is the strongest man I know because he's still alive and kicking, smiling, so positive for the future.
It looks like there was an event held for him, and we saw a lot of pro paddlers from both the U.S. and Canada were there. We saw Serge Corbin was there, just going to support him. Can you talk a little bit about that event and how you're hoping to help Matthew going forward?
That event was actually held in Quebec. That raised a lot of money. They did a spaghetti dinner, and, Serge was there. There was a couple paddlers from out in New York. The whole Quebec community raised a lot of money. And then here in the United States, we did two benefits for him. We did one at Paddle Hard, which is a new brewery that opened, and we raised about $5,000 there. And then we did another one at Spikes, which is a stomping grounds for anybody who knows anything about Grayling, Michigan, and the canoe race. We had another event there, and they raised about $2,000. And then we also had a GoFundMe page, but that raised $23,000 on there. So overall, we raised just over $30,000 for him.
That is absolutely incredible, and I'm sure he is very thankful for all of that. If people are just hearing this interview now during the Clinton and they might want to get involved or make some sort of a donation, where would they be able to do that?
They could totally do it on our GoFundMe page. All you do is go on www.gofundme.com, and if you type in Matthew St. Pierre, it'll pop up, and you can easily donate on your smartphone if you want to do it right now, or you can do it at home, or we'll have bracelets at the General Clinton and stickers made up. We've got these cool Paddle Hard for Matthew bracelets. They're about $5. We'll have those there.
Can you tell some of our listeners what the stickers might look like if they're watching along the course here in the Clinton and happen to see some of those stickers along some of the pro boats out there?
Yeah, they're little, they're not huge, but if you're watching the race, you'll see them. They're 4x4 stickers, and it's a logo that the Quebec team's made up for Matthew. They say it's all in French, but it says, again, my French is no good, but it says, paddle strong for victory, or strong, Matthew strong for victory. And they're little blue and white stickers, and they've got paddles on them. They're pretty cool.
That is excellent. Well, I'm sure that Matthew and a lot of the canoeing community in Quebec is very thankful for everything you've done, and that is absolutely amazing. So good luck here in the Clinton this weekend, and we'll wish you the best. We'll be keeping an eye on you and Mike. You are in boat P12. So thanks again for joining us here on WCDO.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
That was Haley McMahon from Grayling, Michigan, and we'll be right back with more Canoe Regatta Coverage 2015 on WCDO.